Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's a longtime Brain Trust member. He is an attorney by education and practice. He's the author, though, of some interesting books that that you might not connect. Well, one of them you connect to legal, I guess, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. But also, he's the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, and which he co-authored with Cindy Shebley. And he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's funny, you know. I always tell people I'm a lawyer, and I'm going to tell you how to sell yourself and your business. How lucky are you, right? You
know? And I always say you're a lawyer, but we love you anyway. And so we're glad you're here. And one of the things I know you got on your mind right now is franchising. And is an interesting thing, an interesting consideration right now, because there's plenty of people who are out of work who would be perfect franchisees, but there are two issues. Number one, the economy. Number two, the finance. And that's an issue right now, isn't it?
Yeah. You nailed it, Jim, as always. There are a lot of people right now who are out of work. They've been in a corporate job for 20, 30 years of their life. They've been downsized. They're having trouble finding another corporate position. But they're not entrepreneurs. These are not people who are comfortable with rolling the dice and taking the high flyers that maybe you and I would want to do. So for people like that, franchising is a very interesting compromise, and I recommend to a lot of my clients who are in that situation that they at least consider it. I always tell people that buying a franchise, Jim, is exactly halfway between working for yourself and working for somebody else. It's
right
dab in the middle.
Well, I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines.
Yeah, that's the Venus paradise of the entrepreneurial world. I couldn't put it better. Because you do run your own business. I mean, you are responsible for profit and loss making.
Well, and you're taking a big entrepreneurial risk. I mean, the risk taking that you're making is as big, if not bigger, than most non-franchise small businesses.
Right.
I mean, you're out there on a limb, big time. But the good news is you got a track to run on. The bad news is you can't get off that track because they've determined how that track's supposed to be run.
There are two things. You're getting a lot of security and a lot of support. You're
well,
not
that you are if you are if you've done enough homework to make sure that the franchise you bought gives you that. Some franchises aren't that good.
Yeah, because that's right. You're executing somebody else's business plan. So and that's good and that's bad. You get a lot of help. You get a lot of support. Most better franchises have a toll-free hotline. If you get stuck on something, you can call up. You can call your neighboring franchisees.
Right.
You know, you're all part of the same team. You all wear the same uniform. You know, so you're not going it alone. So the odds of failure are much lower, but not necessarily the odds of success. See, that's something you got to think about.
Right.
You know, there are statistics to support this, that franchise businesses tend to fail less often than their standalone counterparts, but there's no statistic that I'm aware of that says that they succeed more often.
Well, the reason they do, the only reason they do, and I think is the only reason, is because more thought and planning and strategy and research has been put into this. The whole process, the whole franchise acquisition process, demands more strategy and planning and thought, et cetera, than most small businesses put into it when they just start a business.
Well, that's exactly right. And that nails the most important point is when you're buying a franchise, you're buying the people. Do these people know what they're doing? When you're buying a franchise, you're taking the chance that these people know, you're hoping that these people know 10 times more about this business than you do, and that you'll get where you want to go a lot faster than if you try to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whenever I look at an FDD, what they call the franchise disclosure document, I do this a lot for my clients. I probably do mm-hmm. about 50, 60 of these a year. The first thing I do is I go right to the management team discussion. Who's on the management team? What kind of experience do they have? What are their bios? Do they get the business? Do they understand how to build a franchise network? Because that's really what you're doing. So, for example, I did a franchise just recently. It was a restaurant franchise, and the key players in the organization had like 30 years in the fast food business mm-hmm. and all that. But one thing kind of bothered me. Their director of real estate was a kid who was only 2 years out of college. This was like his first job out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say to yourself, why would that be important? Who cares who the director of real estate is?
Location, well, location, location.
Business, it's all about real estate. I mean, what is it?
Location, location.
He was in the real estate business.
Location.
It's all about that.
The three things.
So here's a 24-year-old kid who's going to fly
yeah.
to Connecticut and help me pick my site. I don't think so.
Everything's not perfect, though, and you got to deal with all that. Hold on to that thought, Cliff. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more about the good, the bad, and the ugly of buying a franchise these days. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.